serving spiritual seekers around the world. Unity Online Radio. Thank you for tuning in for this Unity Partner Program. Unity Online Radio partners with spiritual leaders from organizations whose mission and messages complement Unity's. We are pleased to bring you this program on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome to Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real with host Ray Zander. Get ready to expand your life, your knowing, your alignment with Source.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Everyday Attraction. My name is Ray.
And this is Heather.
And you are here on the leading, bleeding edge of our discussion every week on the law of attraction and all things metaphysical. We're so happy to have you here, Unity family, and we say hi to people listening to us on Stitcher and iTunes, and we're getting to be quite a family, the Everyday Attraction crowd, as we look to see how can we take these brilliant principles that we're all learning and apply them to our everyday, let's call it, nitty gritty lives. Because you know what, if it doesn't work in the nitty and the gritty, Then why bother?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I mean, and it keeps it real too, that's for sure.
Keeping it real. That should be like the subhead. Everyday Attraction, keeping it real. Or I think I used to say, where the law of attraction gets real, baby. Well, we're gonna talk this week. Again, we're gonna focus on our lead channels. Before I get into that. I don't think that I've focused on this show that that Heather is a channel as well. I don't think we've talked about that, Heather. I think maybe
I don't
in the initial
think so.
One.
I'm not sure.
Which is
we're all channels, of course.
We're all channels, but some of us have focused and practiced and really made quite an elegant artistic expression of it, and you are one of them. And I always appreciate the focus and the decision to be a broader opening and channel for spirit. And I like the ease of it too. I think that we're seeing with Esther's work, and they were one of the first channels, and again, we're talking about Abraham Hicks. For those of you who are first joining the show, we talk a lot about the teachings of Abraham as our sort of pivot to go deep into metaphysics and law of attraction. What I loved about Esther and what you do and Mary Beth Reposardo, who's been on the show before, and even Frank Butterfield, our little company of channels, is the ease to which the language flows and the conversation happens. And mm-hmm. I mean, some channels like Bashar, he's kind of an interesting, but the transition of his voice and Daryl's voice, the guy who channels him, is a little jarring to me. Like, it took me a while to just get past that, you know, and I used to listen to some channels where they would kind of go into sort of this weird English accent and it's cool, you know, but I'm kind of enjoying the elegance of you and Frank and Mary Beth, and of course as Esther does it so conversationally, that it really isn't about channeling at all. It's not about a situation where you open up to a broader knowing, a broader understanding. It's just what's coming through. It's all about the work, what's coming through. And that I love so much, because the information I find is just so leading edge, you know? It's just that, it's like, and it never ends. It's never like, okay, I've learned it all, good to go. You know?
How boring. We would be so bored if we'd learned it all.
I know. Plus, I have to keep learning, like we talked about earlier, I have to keep learning things over and over again. Like Abraham often says, you know, it's like a college degree, you get it once and you're done. You know, it really is something where sometimes we have to, I don't know, I have my days where I have to learn it 1,000 times that day.
I think I'm just like into S&M or something, because I'm like, bend over, kick my butt again.
Give it to me.
Feels
one more
good.
Time.
Give it to me one more time, baby.
But this time I'm really going to get it.
Until I need to have it again.
That's really funny. S&M attraction. Yeah, that's a fun ride. But But what I do love about the work that we're finding from some of these teachers that are here on the planet with us now and giving us these insights is they're talking consistently about the liquidity of reality. You know, that there is not one reality, there's actually bazillions, and that we are all in our way creating reality, which I think for many, it's hard because it feels as if there's a cohesive one reality, like this is what's on the news and this is what's on in the paper today, and it all feels very cohesive. But what we're talking about when we talk about reality is the experience of reality. You know, we had this situation in our family recently. My husband was sort of witnessing an argument that was happening between two people in the family. And he would talk to one person and get this perspective of what happened, right? And he thought he knew what happened. And then he talked to the other person, and it was as if the other person was not in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a different perception. And it reminded me again, as he was talking about this, that we do live in our own realized reality. And that's a good thing. It ultimately is a good thing. But what's important about, you know, waking up is to the situation that you're choosing a realized reality, which means you can choose again. And I think that's the part of the law of attraction stuff that kind of gets exciting. It's like, oh, you know, if this isn't working for me, perhaps I can choose again.
Mm-hmm. And we're not stuck.
We're never stuck. I think that's so empowering, this message of metaphysics, and as we get into the understanding of how we can live a more joyful, free life, how we can really get the best out of our experience here in the human, physical, non-physical experience. And recently, Abraham Hicks or Esther has been talking about understanding that we have this grid. You know, they've been using this grid language for the last, I don't know, probably the last year or so, you know. And the grid is sort of this understanding of an energy blueprint that lives right underneath the physical reality. It is what informs the physical reality that we're experiencing. And so they start talking about this grid talk. And I've been really interested in this grid talk because I like to understand the mechanics mm-hmm. of these metaphysics. Because if I can get in under the engine and start messing with this thing, I can change the trajectory of my direction, you know? And this idea that we can actually influence the grid, which is the pre-manifestational realization of our reality. Yeah, say that three times. Did you get that? You know, that we can start to influence it and start to feel more creatively in control, you know? And again, it always comes back to the two things. How do you feel? Like, how do you know what you're attracting? How do you feel? And what are you tuned into? What's showing up, frankly? Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of times I think, you know, you and I talk about the fact that it's kind of a beautiful metaphor sometimes where you can start to see how you're feeling showing up in the physical, you know, and it's really interesting how, when you start to know these principles, how you can start to see them. They've always been there.
Yeah.
But you start to see that, oh, wow, I'm on the Henri bus today.
But I know I can get off. That's my favorite part. That my favorite part is knowing that we can choose in each moment, not that whatever choice we make, we have to stay for X amount of time.
Yes.
Because I think so many people are so scared to make choices. You know, I work with a lot of people that have fear and doubt and worry. And if they really knew that they could re-choose or recommit or choose the same thing or choose a different thing in any moment, it would take away a lot of that concern of, you know, making the wrong choice.
Exactly. And they keep saying that we never get it wrong because we never get it done. You know, it goes back to that eternal nature that they yeah. are constantly talking about. It's just like, relax, you know, go ahead and make that choice and see where it takes you. And if you have to move again, you can. I think it's relieving that self-judgment that can often influence us away from our broader steps, our wanting to really authentically embrace who we are. And that's so true to say, hey, go for it. See what happens. There are no wrong choices. They're just differences. You can change again. You can change again. What are the analogies they've been bringing up recently? And I do love, I am the analogy girl. That helps me get it up underneath these laws a little bit better. They've been talking about the merry-go-round. which is an analogy that they've used for years, where they've talked about that our energy grids, our realities, have a certain momentum, and they akin to like a merry-go-round in a playground. And that if you try to jump onto a reality that is moving faster than you, it will just throw you off into the bushes. And they talked about that too. Like if you're rocking a certain kind of thought pattern, you're rocking like, I'm not good enough. No one in my family's ever done this. And you try to rock onto, I can do anything, anywhere, anytime, merry-go-round. They're just going to throw you off in the bushes. I mean, you can't get onto that thought train, you know? There are some physics involved in this as part of the metaphysics conversation.
You can do the physics part.
Well, it's this idea that this the vibrational match is key. The vibrational match. So you can imagine you've got a lot of these merry-go-rounds going around, and they are your realized reality. They're the physical space. And the idea is you want to get on a high-vibing merry-go-round so that everyone that shows up is expanding you, giving you opportunities to become more who you are. But if you're on a merry-go-round that is not who you want to be, then there's some processes that we're going to talk about on how to get off that, because you can't just jump off. You'll hurt yourself. You got to slow it down. And there's some processes about going general that we'll talk about in the hour so we can kind of shift things around. But I really wanted to talk about this concept of momentum. You know, there is some momentum that we get going with our thoughts that start to parlay out into the physical reality. But let's not be afraid of momentum. Mm-hmm. You know, let's not be afraid of having to being on the wrong merry-go-round or being in a situation where we're in a funky momentum, and not be afraid to just make the realization that you are there and to surrender to the fact that that's where you're at. And that there are opportunities and ways to get off of that. In any moment in time, you can start to move away from that which you do not want. And then you'll be starting your own merry-go-round where you are starting the momentum. You, your God self, high self, is beginning to move this thought pattern in such a way where reality is showing up powerfully. Heaven is breaking out everywhere. You're a candidate for the miraculous because now you have begun this merry-go-round. And then people are jumping on because they're vibing with that energy. So there's kind of a self-empowerment message too, that instead of trying to jump on other people's merry-go-rounds, we want to make our own. So lots of fun stuff to talk about on the show today. And let's start with just listening a little bit to what the Abrahams have to say about the principle that we are indeed creating one of the many realities going around the planet today. Here we go.
Sounds good.
Isn't it? Do you get it? Do you believe that you are the creator of your own experience? Do you believe that you live in a vibrational universe? Do you believe that your thoughts are powerful? Do you think you have a pretty good handle on your thoughts? Do you like knowing that your emotions let you know how aligned or not aligned you are? Yes. And do you like knowing that if you're not aligned, that there is a relatively easy path to the thoughts that feel better? Yes. And that easier path is to become as general about the concept as you can. In other words, if there is something that you want and you cannot figure out how it's going to come or where it's going to come from or when it's going to be there or who's going to be there with it or bring it, when those questions are active within you, those questions that bring that feeling of doubt, and more important, that feeling of doubt is your indicator that as long as those questions are active within you, you're not up to speed with what's in the vortex and it can't flow in. And then you get sort of impatient and you try to manipulate things and manage things. You try to do it with your action. And we want to ignite within you today an awareness of the powerful leverage that you will discover when you do the only thing that matters, which is tend to your grid. Your grid is your point of attraction. Your grid is your point of attraction. It's where you are vibrationally. It's what you're doing vibrationally. It's the signal that you're outputting vibrationally. And it's a signal that you're outputting that either matches or doesn't match what's in your vortex. If it matches what's in your vortex, you feel high flying. You feel exhilaration. You feel wonderful. You feel inspired. You feel that nothing can slow you down. You feel ready. You feel frisky. You feel eager. You're tuned in. You're tapped in. You're turned on. You're in the right place at the right time. What you say is right on cue. Everything comes out of you. Everything feels good to you. And the entire universe that surrounds you, or the parts that you are able to realize because of the high frequency of who you are, the parts that you are able to see, we started to say the parts that show themselves to you. But there's more than just the parts showing themselves to you. You have to be vibrationally in a place to realize those parts, you see. Such a nice thing. We've been talking for a while about when you were young, you were in the playground, there was a merry-go-round, remember it? You wanted to get on it, but sometimes the other kids were on it and they had it going really fast and you couldn't get on. You tried, but it just spun you off in the bushes. Too much momentum and you weren't up to speed with it, and so you didn't get on. So we've been offering that analogy in order to help you to feel the vibrational differences between what you want and where you are, because sometimes you're just bouncing right off from the things that you want because you've been practicing a vibration that's not up to speed with them. So recently, Esther has been envisioning this whirling disc, up to speed with who she is, really up to speed with who she is, really up to speed with who she is. And she realizes that if she's managed to already get on it, if she's on it, if she's on that disc and feeling good, if she's spinning in that high-flying vibration, anything that might attempt to approach her in this very sometimes seeming congested world can't get on her wheel. Her momentum is such that it's got to be pretty high-flying before it gets on with her. You see what we're getting at? You see what we're getting at? You get your frequency up there where you belong, and only things that match who you are can be part of your experience. Only those people who are ready for you, only those experiences that are ready for you, the traffic that you want, the life experience that you want, all things that you want, the conversations from people, people who could meet you on any level of this spinning wheel. You could be on a wheel, not feeling good, felt bad when you went to bed, felt bad when you got up, complained about this, complained about that. You're justified. You're not making it up. Life sucks. So you're focused upon it. You don't feel good. You're not feeling very good. Who gets on your wheel? These guys? Mm-mm. They're up there having a good time with somebody else. You know who's getting on your wheel. And when they get on, you don't like it, do you? But there they are. Didn't expect to see you there. Should have. There they are, mucking around with you. Oh, no, not you too. You're the last person I wanted to see today. So what do you do when you recognize...
mucking around with you. You're listening to Everyday Attraction here on Unity Online Radio. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, realizing your reality on today's show, how to live more joyfully and more fully aware of who you are. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Don't think about it. Let it unfold. Let it go.
When listeners like you contribute to the Unity Online Radio Network, you're making a positive difference in your life and the lives of other spiritual seekers. To contribute, visit www.unity.fm and make a one-time donation or sign up for monthly contributions. Thank you for your support.
Have you ever considered that everything you think and say is a prayer to the universe? Are you sending a positive or negative message? Join Reverend Beverly Molander and her guests on Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes, to find out how you can activate your own power of yes. Using affirmative prayer or positive intention can make a big difference in the way you think, feel, and live. If you want help moving from chaos to clarity in relationships, health, prosperity, or work, this is the place for you. We'll have some how-to suggestions about how you can say yes more often from this point forward. Talk with Beverly Molander and her guest live every Monday at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, Affirmative prayer, activating the power of yes. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. We now return to Everyday Attraction and the Metaphysical Porch with your spiritual neighbor, Ray Zander. Have a sit, get something to sip, and let's get real. Spiritual.
Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Ray and Heather this wonderful, glorious day on Unity Online Radio. We're so glad you're here. We were just listening to a little snippet from a recent Sydney, Australia workshop from Abraham-Hicks. And we like to give you a little morsel, but we do encourage you to go to the website, abraham-hicks.com, and buy everything that they sell. Just do it. Just buy. You will. It's the best dollar you'll spend ever. They have workshops available. You can actually attend a workshop. They're streaming workshops, and they're doing all kinds of fun stuff. So if you head over there, you'll get more a full message as we talk. Specifically, what I loved about that last segment, Heather, was just this real understanding of what's going on in these whirling discs. Mm-hmm. And that, did you hear that where, you know, Esther was saying, you know, I'm up to speed with who I really am. I'm up to speed with who I really am. I'm up to speed with who I really am, who the truth of me is, the God self, the divine self, the wholeness, that whirling disc has a kind of powerful energy that only those who match that can show up on her merry-go-round and play with her. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, I love it.
I love that. You know, it puts us in a place of having more fun with who shows up, because in that segment, we talked about the fact that we are setting a tone with our thoughts. Our thoughts have a momentum about them. They have an energy field that sets up a grid that then translates into a physical reality, and that we can constantly be choosing again. But I really resonated with this idea of, instead of trying to jump on other people's merry-go-rounds and try to keep up with them or keep up with something, to just really settle into who you really are. I mean, what do you do, Heather, to kind of reset something if you find you want to just, you know, really get on a different go-round?
Well, my two quick things are stop. I always stop. Whatever I'm doing, if I'm not feeling good, I stop and then take a deep breath. And I breathe in love and light, and I breathe in the essence of source, because I know I am source. But if for some reason I'm not being connected to source in that moment, I'm not allowing it in.
Yes, exactly.
So I just breathe it. It's just that kind of, you're talking about being visual. I'm so visual. So if I can see, feel, and experience it coming into my lungs and filling me up, then I'm like, oh yeah, that's right.
Well, you're doing it, you know, you're really practicing one of the processes that they recommend so clearly, and that is going general. So you are stepping back and seeing the broader light picture. You're seeing yourself a part of a whole. You're not getting into the nitty-gritty of the circumstance. You're taking a step back and using breath, I think, is a genius way to work this process, because that really kind of stops everything from getting out of a way of control. You know, we are the master of our minds, and I think sometimes we think it's the other way around.
Oh, I think we do think it. I think we're programmed to think we're the other way around, that we're reactive and not proactive. You know, we have to choose to remember that we're the master of our minds.
It's so true. You know, and I think it can be so powerful to remember. And sometimes we have to be a little tough love with our minds, mm-hmm. You know, especially in circumstances where we have some old momentum that is taking us into places. You know, you are the boss. You are the boss. So what are you agreeing with? What are you agreeing with? And if you're agreeing with something that is not who you are, that is not clearly where you want to go, then you're going to have to discipleship that mind to go into another direction. And you know, we do want to take our mind by the sweet collar and tell it we love it, but that it needs to now move into a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that discipline. I think it's important. And sometimes, you know, we have to be stern about enough of that. And I think that there, you know, when I think about the some biblical statements like, you know, get ye back, Satan, I'm really thinking about that's, you know, metaphysically interpreted, that's about get ye back thoughts that do not tell the truth of who I am. Get mm-hmm. ye back, Satan, which is missing the mark, you know, which is thoughts that are so far from who you are. Get ye back. I mean, I kind of like the sternness of that, especially when our mind has got a script.
One of the things that I actually realized, you know, with when our mind has a script and we're focused on something we don't want, we stop. And it took me a while to understand with listening to Abraham for years and years and years now, is that it's good to know what we don't want, but we don't need to stop there. Then take what we've learned and go into what it is we do want. And so what I get that I used to do was I would just stop before I'd get to the juicy part. You know, I would just stop too soon.
Yeah.
Just to keep going, to go, okay, cool, I don't want that. Okay, well, what do I want? You know, oh, I get to choose something I want? Oh, why didn't you say so? I didn't know that. So it's just the keep on going.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I think it's that simple, too. It's just to keep going.
And really understanding the principle that's in action, I think, can be helpful. You know, sometimes understanding can be very curative when you understand the principles and how they work. And, you know, initially in that segment, they were talking about, let's say you're filled with questions of doubt and you're filled with questions of fear and unknown. We tend to then want to manipulate those emotions and do something in action to try to make ourselves feel better. And oftentimes that it ends up, you know, really being a struggle, you know, and we can oftentimes when we try to not really embrace those emotions and call them forth, we can try to escape from them. You know, we can try to push them down. We can try to deny them. And I think that we get into all kinds of funky behavior as we run from our emotions instead of stopping and really embracing them as a barometer of where our merry-go-round is spinning. It's not a judgment. You know, our emotions are simply a barometer. And, you know, so sometimes someone told me, oh, you know, emotions, will they create? Not really. Emotions don't create. Emotions are really a barometer of where you mm-hmm. are creating. They're an indicator. Right. They're simply an indicator. And so you don't have to be afraid. Like some people will say, oh, I don't want to feel fear because that's creating something. Well, luckily there is some lag time. So it's not like you have a fearful thought and, you know, someone comes to your door and scares you. It's not quite that quick, but although it seems like it's getting quicker and quicker. But there is this idea of knowing that emotions are indications of where our vibrations are at. And this technique of going general is really such a powerful way of slowing the merry-go-round down because you can't just jump off of it. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'll just try and think happy rainbow thoughts, you know, where I was depressed yesterday. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little fast of a turnaround, not to say that quantum leaps don't happen. They do. But oftentimes it's harder to stick, you know, whereas if you were slow, like you were talking about, Heather, you know, breathing in, taking a moment away, slowing this momentum down, not feeding it with more details. And he said, she said, and I'm the right and you're the wrong. Just stop the detailing and go to that place of remembering that all things always work out for me. Thank you, Jerry. Remembering that, you know, that spirit always has my back and that there is more going on here than I have to control. And, you know, those kinds of general thoughts and then breath, as you said, you know, stepping back. And then we get to choose the merry-go-round that we then step on and start to spin with our little leg, with our new thoughts, that then begin to pick up momentum and move faster and faster and faster to the point where now people start coming to our party that the rendezvous points that I like to, you know, to talk about, you know, where you say, aha, there you are. You know, the chance, quote unquote, chance meetings or the circumstances that show up. Even, you know, even in that segment, they talked about even what's showing up in traffic. I hate that part. I want to think the traffic has nothing to do with my vibration whatsoever.
But it does.
I want it to be the one thing that doesn't has nothing, because ew, yeah, that's always so fun. But it is exciting to know that we have creative opportunities to choose again and find new ways to realize a different reality. See, the thing about that, it's so interesting too, is that all realities exist simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we know that from quantum physics. We know that from the metaphysical world, that all possibilities are infinitely available. So this thing about realizing reality is you're kind of, in a way, putting your hand in the pool of possibility and choosing to experience this reality. And the way that we do that is through how we feel and how we think. And I love knowing that. Isn't that good to know?
It's so nice. It's refreshing.
It is. Just when you think you didn't have a choice. But, you know, go ahead.
When you were talking, I was just thinking about the difference between being at home and being on vacation. And last week we talked about there are some of the steps and going out into nature was something that they recommended. And I love going out into nature. So I've been doing that a lot more lately. But I realize when I go on vacation, I'm like, oh, I have all this time. I'm going to go out into nature and I'm on vacation. And, you know, it's this like, I have nowhere to be, nothing that has to be done kind of energy. And I was thinking about that and I'm like, now why in the world would I wait till I go on vacation?
Exactly.
Why can't I just live my life on vacation, right? You know, it's just interesting. So I'm like, I'm going to be on vacation today. I just was just thinking that right when you were talking.
And you'll probably get more done than if you were grinding it out or at least enjoy the work that you're doing. And then that will feed on itself to give you more work that you enjoy that you're doing. And then isn't that ultimately the life that we want to live? That's the ticket we want to ride. I love that. And it is interesting how we look at the vacation energy as if we can only have it when we have a plane ticket or a train ticket somewhere, that we couldn't, we'd be delusional if we were going to choose the energy of vacation. What, oh my gosh, we just see how we can cut ourselves out from having some splendid experiences during the work week that will still make money and let the world go round in a more fast and elegant way than when we push against it. So I love that. That was really good. So let's go back and listen to a little bit more of this recent workshop where we're talking about revealing the reality that you want to live, because like it or not, you're revealing something today and you can and choose again.
That you're not in a vibrational frequency that feels good to you. And how do you know it? Two ways. Doesn't feel good, and what's manifesting stinks. In other words, there's two ways to know what you're doing vibrationally. You can tell by the way you feel, and you can tell by what you're realizing. You can tell by what you're tuned to. And we're going to be pretty heavy on that word realizing, because we want so much for you by the time you leave this gathering today to know for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, that nobody is doing anything to you. Everything is about your vibrational awareness, your vibrational preparation. It's about what you're doing with your grid, and it's about where your grid is. Now, your grid, we're going to spin your grid. So it's a spinning wheel. Where is your grid spinning? Who are you picking up? Who's getting on the wheel with you? Who's getting on? Who's bouncing off? If you feel terrible, everyone wonderful bounces off. If you feel awful, everyone awful gets on. If you feel better, they'll meet you at your level. If you are high flying, most of the world will not have access to you, but those who do will make up a world that is delicious to you, you see. Your point of attraction, your grid, your vibrational grid. You create your own reality. You are a vibrational being. You are emanated signal all day, every day. What you emanated before, even yesterday, doesn't matter at all. But it's likely that today's signal is going to be sort of like yesterday's signal, because law of attraction keeps helping you keep the momentum going. Ooh, such a good word. The momentum going of where you are, doesn't it? If you're really in a bad mood, isn't it easier to stay there than to pull out of it? That's because of momentum. So what do you do to slow the momentum? What do you do to change the momentum? What do you do to get off of a wheel that you don't want to be on and get on another one? What do you do? Well, first you have to accept that you are a vibrational frequency. First, you have to accept that you have the ability to focus yourself into a better feeling place. And next, you have to understand what your emotions are really telling you. That your emotions are telling you all day, every day, what your frequency is, not in relationship to those other guys who may or may not be climbing onto your wheel with you. What is your vibrational relationship to your vortex, to everything that you've put there, to all that you've become, to the source within you? The only question that you really want to ask yourself is, am I up to speed with the furthermost expansion of that which I am? So you were source energy before you came into this physical body, and here you are exploring the contrast that surrounds you, knowing what you don't want, knowing what you do want, and adding to this vortex of creation. It becomes more and more and more and more and more. And when you have that which you call your death experience, we like to call it croaking because there is no such thing as death, you will reemerge immediately into that high-flying vibration of who you are.
We need to take a break. You're listening to Everyday Attraction as we get deep into the revealing reality that we are doing here every day, every way. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
Don't think about it. Let it unfold. Let it go. There is peace. Quiet.
Reverend Paulette's mantra is, "It's all a prayer." Tune in every Tuesday as Unity Minister Paulette Pipe leads you in meditation and prayer on Touching the Stillness. Make no mistake, this is not nap time. With an energy that will captivate you, Touching the Stillness will guide you in deep meditation, leaving you enlivened. Hear astounding meditations and learn more about different forms of meditation. Enrich your prayer life as Reverend Paulette, Senior Minister of Touching the Stillness Ministries, affirmatively prays with power and authority by taking live prayer requests from callers like you. Whether you have a prayer request for yourself or for a loved one or are ready for a deepened meditation experience, make sure you tune in on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Central Time, where we'll be joining in consciousness with the unceasing prayer activity of the Silent Unity 24/7 Prayer Ministry at Unity Village. That's Touching the Stillness with Reverend Paulette Pipe every Tuesday right here on Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Letting go in the stillness.
Is there a difference between the spiritual teachings you know and how you live your life? Does your day-to-day experience reflect what you truly value? Are you ready to receive your life and live the gift that you are? Join Janice Campbell, licensed Unity teacher, author, and coach, each week as she shares inspiration and tools to help you identify and dissolve the limiting beliefs that prevent you from living the fullest expression of what you are. Talk with Janice live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central on Receive Your Life, only on Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Don't think about it. Let it unfold.
You've been listening to Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real. To learn more, become a fan of our Facebook page. Search for Everyday Attraction or email us at everydayattraction@unity.fm. Your comments and participation are sincerely welcomed.
Welcome back to Everyday Attraction with Ray and Heather. We just before the break, we were listening to a splendid little little momentum there from our teachers, Abraham. Wasn't that interesting, Heather, how they were really talking about momentum and this reality of how when things get going, it's so important that we're aware of how we feel. I know this is so simple, but I feel that we have to go back to it again and again and again, because sometimes I think we don't realize how important it is, you know, to take stock of how are we feeling today. And how is that impacting this momentum that I've got going that's building more and more of what I either do want or don't want? You know?
It was funny when they said, when you're in a bad mood, it's easier to stay there. And I'm like, oh, no wonder.
That is momentum.
That's
right?
Momentum.
I mean, that's law of attraction. Unfortunately, that's the downside of law of attraction.
Right.
Is that once you're there, it's easier for other stuff like that to stick to you, you know?
But for some reason, it just gave me like this, well, it makes sense. It's not me wanting to have more of it. It's just that I'm on the merry-go-round, and I get to decide. You know, it kind of gives you more, I don't want to say power, but options or something.
Well, I think there is this realization when you understand principle. You know, it's sort of like to say, I like to say that, you know, a game is only fun if you know the rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't know the rules, a game can be really hard because you don't know if you're winning or losing. You don't know. It's hard to have a good time if you don't know
the objective. You don't know what you're trying to do.
Exactly. Where if you understand the rules of the game, and when we talk about rules of the game, that's what we're talking about with these laws of attraction. When we talk about these principles of how metaphysics work, what's going on behind the Oz screen, you know, what's going on before it becomes flesh and blood, before it becomes language, before it becomes light and taste and touch, what happens before? And that's where it gets interesting, because that momentum is real, and you don't blame yourself. I mean, like, you don't blame yourself for gravity. It's just the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't say, gosh, darn it, I can't believe I stuck to the planet all day long. I really wanted to float off. You know, I really wanted to float off into space today. I'm so pissed at myself for letting gravity get the best of me. I mean, that's insane. That's insanity. But what we're, and I also know that Abraham always laughs when people say I'm working the law of attraction. It's like, well, you can't really work it. It's working mm-hmm. you.
It is.
You know, and what's important here is to realize that it is working us, and then work with it,
yeah.
it and understand. So when you understand momentum, you know, we've talked about this before, when you've got a train going 100 miles an hour, you cannot just turn that train around. There's just no way you're going to do it. So this technique of going general is slowing the train down enough where you can jump off and get on the other train. Now, again, merry-go-rounds, trains, we're talking about the same thing, this experience. And I, you know, when you know this stuff, you can't stop blaming yourself.
Yeah.
In that moment. And that helps relieve how you feel, and you begin to see other thoughts and other potential that comes off. One of my favorite parts of that last segment was this idea of, you know, you get on a high vibing merry-go-round and you really are tapping into your broader knowing, and you're calling on your spiritual entourage to whisper in your ear sweet nothings to remember the value of who you are. And you're just, you know, you're firing on all guns, and people who don't relate to that bounce off.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's so hysterical. Circumstances, people, things that no longer match, they just fall away. You know, I think it's so funny when I got to understand the Abraham principles a little bit deeper. You know, I stopped having that circumstance in my life where I had to have a conversation with somebody. You know, it's like, we need to talk. What I realized in relationships, like very much, I just had to take care of my own house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to step up to the vibration and who I know myself to be. I had to say yes to the desires of my own heart. I had to say yes to the capabilities of my own fruition. And then that person either got up to speed with me, or they simply couldn't find my phone number. You know, it was like the universe worked it out. You know, I didn't have to have a conversation, you know, and then that's kind of that old action point. Have you ever had that where it's like that person's circumstance just kind of dropped away when I stopped playing in that field?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fascinating to watch that go on.
And we're never going to vibrate at the same level as everyone because we're all at different vibrations. So there's always going to be times where we're not connecting with certain people.
Yeah. And you know what? And that always cracks me up too. It's like, don't force that. You know, if you're not connecting with someone and it's not happening naturally and it's not happening easily, then know that that's something happening and that maybe this isn't the right time, you know. And sometimes when we try to bang it out of responsibility or action, we end up having a really funky time, you know. Have you ever done that where it's, you know, I'm going to make this relationship happen, even though you're not on the same vibration, you're not on the same momentum. And out of, you know, pure will and force and sense of responsibility, you are going to get together with that person and it ends up being horrific. They don't like it. You don't like it. You know, it just really goes to show that you can't bang this out in action, you know?
Yeah.
It just isn't worth it. It just isn't worth it. The other, you know, part that I really liked about that segment was that what happened yesterday doesn't matter. You know, this understanding that momentum is something that we're creating in the moment, and that and just because we've been thinking a certain kind of thought for the last 10 years doesn't mean that we can't drop it today. We can't slow it down. We can't start to reverse it. We can start to release it. You know, I often think sometimes we focus on the past as if it plagues us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's just that we think that because it's happened for so long, it's going to keep happening. That's the momentum. But what they're saying is that I love that the word moment is in momentum, because in this moment, you can create, you can get on whatever you want, not what was in yesterday's moment or 10 years ago moment or.
I wish I had like a siren I would run around. That's your everyday takeaway, people. In momentum is the word moment. That is so awesome. That is exactly what they were saying, is that it is only happening right here, right now. So that is where your power is, as we know. But just that realization that it doesn't have to follow you. It doesn't have to be your future, and that it is only in this moment that you can choose again, and that you can start to reverse or slow down that cycle by stepping back and going general. It is powerful to know that, because then there isn't anywhere you can't go from where you are right now. Because,
that's right.
You know, as they said, you have to accept that you're there. You know, you have to have the ability to understand where you are and to have that short shout, and then to say, what are my emotions telling me? And then the most important question is, am I up to speed with my expanded self? Am I up to speed? Am I feeling up to speed with what I desire? And therein lies the heavy question. You know, that seems to me where the work is. Because if I'm not up to speed with my thoughts and my emotions, with who I am or who I want to be or who I see myself to be, therein lies the work.
Yeah. Well, and for some of it is, some of the thoughts have been going on so long that we forget about them. And I have a great story. My mom, since I was little, she told me I was always going to be heavy and I was always going to have big thighs because she did. And I was a little kid. I'm like, okay, mom, whatever you say. She was my idol. She was a goddess to me. I just believed anything she said. And when she, so my whole life, I was always a little bit heavier, not, you know, like uncomfortably heavy, but just heavier than I'd like to be. When my mom passed away, I lost like 25 pounds. And then I realized that my grandmother, her mom, was tiny her whole life. And I never once gave myself the opportunity to think that thought until after she passed away.
Wow. It was almost like that had locked, that her presence and acceptance had kind of locked you into that reality. I totally
that
get
thought,
that.
I just thought that thought over and over and over again my whole life, not knowing I was thinking it. Because I, you know, when you think something so many times, you don't even hear your thought anymore. It just is there. So when she passed and I lost the weight, and I was like, oh, yeah, well, I'm not really who she told me I was. I'm really who I am. And then I'm related to this other person who was thin her whole life. And why didn't I ever even notice that? It's just bizarre and interesting. So I think it's really important for us to review our thoughts and to say, hey, what am I thinking and what do I really believe? Like, where's the difference between the thought that I'm having and what the truth is for me?
Yes. and to have that on a daily basis, you know, because I think you're right. We do have certain momentum going around thought forms that normalize. It's like when you get in the bath and after a while you don't feel how hot it is because you pretty much just normalized. But in the still silent part of your heart, you're going to hear that it isn't who you are. You're going like the true self will never settle in with these bogus thoughts. They will never be comfortable because they don't mirror the truth. So it is that practice too, that breathing practice, that meditation practice, that ability to get still and be able to feel the heat of these thoughts that no longer serve you. And then there isn't like some big ceremony on how to get rid of them. You know, then I think sometimes when we realize a momentum, like we have this aha moment, like you were saying, you know, and then we think we have to go like have 10 years of therapy to unravel from it. You know, I think there is this sort of awakening and falling away and deciding to just drop it. You know, in your circumstance, you had, you know, a circumstance change where your mom had made her transition and then you felt the freedom to be able to drop it. But I know that we can drop it whenever we get the realization, you know, it's like I'm carrying this pack, a pack of rocks on my back and I'm simply going to stop and thank them and put it by the side of the road and move on. I don't have to go have a procedure done, you know, to have this removed, you know. I think it was Frank Butterfield, another house channel that we love so much, who said, you know, sometimes just practice like putting something in your hand and then dropping it physically, like a pen or something. Just practice what the feeling is to just release something in the physical world and start to mimic that in the mental world by just releasing it. You know, just
that's drop. Cool. I like that.
Isn't it? It's so easy and sweet and powerful to say, I'm just dropping this, even though I've had ancestral energy, you know, carrying it through the eons of time.
Well, and when you think about dropping something, like if you're carrying something and you drop it, it's usually not a good thing. Like, oh, you don't want to drop something on the floor, you know? So it's actually teaching yourself that dropping something can feel good. Like it can feel the way you want to feel.
Exactly. And if you can drop something, then it's not part of your who you really are, because your true core essence can't be dropped. So if it's something that you can release, then chances are it might not have been who you really are to begin with. You know, it's a skin that needed to be shed, because what we really want to get down to is that core essence, that high flying, authentic self that knows it is part of a broader energy field. It is connected up. You are not an individual. That is something that's a false premise that comes through in the physical world. But we know from metaphysics, when we look below the surface, that there is no distance between anything. One molecule is simply leading to another molecule that looks like empty space, but it just is a pathway to the next energy field. And I think just embracing the fact that you are part of this powerful whole is really where we want to get to every day. You know, not just on vacation, not just on our retreats, not just on our mountaintop experiences. And that's, you know, for me, that's what I'm really craving, is to have that divine realization in the bank line, you know?
In the bank line.
To have that opening of my core energy field and knowing how powerful this experience is, and to feel the love in the grocery line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's bringing it into that moment where I'm pumping the gas in my car. Can I remember myself? You know,
it's, or sitting in traffic.
Or hello. Thank you. Thank you for that. Or sitting in traffic. Can I remember that even here in these small moments, not even here, and here, I can remember who I am, and I can start to excavate anything that doesn't serve me. And I can say no to that thought form that followed me here from some childhood experience. And I can say no to some thought form that popped in yesterday because I read an email that was upsetting. You know, it is that reminding who we are and what we are here to really remember ourselves, that is what makes this whole spiritual journey worth it, because then we can enjoy our lives in an extraordinary way, and we can begin to reach for more of those blissful emotions, those emotions that really send us into that high-flying remembering. We have actually reached the end of our hour. Wow, it zoomed by this week. I do want to remind everyone that Heather is available for individual sessions. She is a hypnotherapist and, as we mentioned today, a channel. So if you'd like to reach out with her, to her, her website is resetyourmindset.com.
Resetyourmindset.net.
.net. Oh, I did that again. Resetyourmindset.net, which feels better anyway. And please feel free to email us as well, everydayattraction@gmail.com. We love your questions. We love hearing from you. So feel free to reach out to us. And Heather, thank you for spending the hour with us here.
Thank you, Ray. And thank you, Abraham, and all the great listeners. It's so fun to be together and to co-create in this way.
Amen. We wish you all a wonderful week. And remember, everything is truly well. Take care. See you next time. Don't think about
it. Let it unfold. Thank you for joining us on Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real. Join host Ray Zander every Friday at noon Central Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on Unity Online Radio for more ways to align with your source and start living the life you intended to live. Everyday Attraction is a part of the Align Radio Network at www.alignradio.com and sponsored by Send Out Cards. Check out www.sendoutcards.com/attraction. Are you ready for deeper spiritual breakthroughs? Have you wondered how to apply spiritual principles to your everyday life in practical ways? Do you feel your soul is calling you to deeper purposes? Join Reverend Galen McDowell live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central for Truth Transforms, a discussion on how God within you, as you, is the power to transform your life. If you really believe that consciousness determines your experiences and that you are an individualized expression of God, join us as we help awaken and transform the consciousness of humanity. We will discuss, through lecture, live interviews, and call-in questions, spiritual healing, prayer, prosperity, forgiveness, new thought views about eternal life, and much more. The world is waiting for your truth transformation, only on Unity Online Radio. Does the idea of being a vegetarian or a vegan intrigue you? Is it something you've pondered? Listen each week as Victoria Moran, author of Main Street Vegan, shows you how to make the shift to a sustainable lifestyle for both you and the planet. Each week you'll learn about the latest on the vegan life. It's not just for celebrities and moguls, but for people just like you who want to look and feel amazing, eat extraordinary food, help animals, and create a physical body perfectly attuned to spiritual growth. Guests will range from Unity ministers to vegan authors, activists, physicians, chefs, and even some of those glittery celebs. There'll be recipes, ideas, tips for going vegan at your own pace, and ways to make a difference for animals and the planet at every meal. Tune in Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Central Time for Main Street Vegan, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.